In such a poor country, Haiti's buildings were simply not built to withstand a powerful earthquake. NPR's Christopher Joyce talked to Haiti's only earthquake engineer.
When he was studying engineering in Haiti, Pierre Fouché's professors told him that at least one building there would survive an earthquake, the National Palace. The palace now lies in ruins. Fouché is getting his doctorate in earthquake engineering at the University of Buffalo. He says, as far as he knows, he's Haiti's only earthquake engineer. Fouché says his family has survived, but he's saddened by the fact that so many who didn't were killed because buildings in Haiti are so poorly constructed.
Many of the people, they are doing whatever that they want. They can build whatever that they want. One of the biggest problems, too, is that in the country, we do not even have a national building code, which is very sad.
Fouché says people with money can build reinforced concrete buildings with steel rods to strengthen walls and floors. But he says even these may not meet engineering standards to support a load vertically and definitely cannot handle the side-to-side lateral forces of an earthquake.
It's like earthquake, which is much more of a type of like lateral loading. For lateral loading, you need to have like special construction, but in many cases, they are not designed, not even for like current daily loading.
But many people in Haiti live and work in unreinforced buildings, brick, block, or concrete. He says some of these buildings use stacked bricks instead of solid vertical columns to support ceilings. Earthquakes put enormous stress on rigid buildings. André Filiatrol, who directs the Earthquake Engineering Center at the University of Buffalo, explains what happens to a masonry or concrete wall that's perpendicular to the motion of the quake.
The wall just kind of explodes. Imagine if I hit a wall with my fist. I'm going to create a hole there. And imagine, you know, the shaking in that direction causing a bigger hole, so the wall collapses and eventually the slab falls down.
The slab being the wall or ceiling. Filiatro says televised images of Port-au-Prince suggest that this kind of collapse was widespread.
The video showed a complete dust over the entire city. And apparently that dust lasted quite a while, 10, 15 minutes or so. And this seems to indicate these type of building, concrete building, pancaking, creating a lot of dust.
Several big aftershocks followed the earthquake. Pierre Fouché says that makes surviving buildings very dangerous.
Once you have the aftershock, it's like you are shaking a building that is already damaged. So this is quite likely going to bring those buildings down.
There's another threat to buildings and people in Haiti as well, quake-induced landslides. Haiti has very few trees left. It's one of the most deforested nations in the hemisphere. Mark Ashton is a professor of ecology at the Yale School of Forestry who studied the Caribbean. He says that without woody plants, water doesn't soak deeply into the soil. That causes erosion and unstable slopes.
You can get rain-soaked soil, very fragile, without any kind of rooting system, and you get very sudden movements, landslides.
Ashton says Haiti is a country with lots of steep slopes that are vulnerable to landslides. Besides the threat to people below, they could cover roads and slow down rescue and relief efforts. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.